Chapter 3. After the drone shot her father, Adeline had screamed. The drones had made her step away from her brother. The police moved in then and took her away to Absalom City's central police station, to a holding room where she now sat in an uncomfortable chair at a table with nothing on it. She felt confused and scared. The door opened, and a man and a woman walked in. They were dressed in plain clothes, their police badges clipped to their belts. Without asking, they sat at the two chairs across the table. The woman spoke first.
"Miss Anderson, I'm Detective Billings. This is my partner, Detective Holloway."
"Where's my father?"
"He's here. We just spoke to him."
"I want to see him."
"Before we get to that, I need to apprise you of your rights."
The woman tapped her smartwatch, and a recording played, reciting the Miranda warning. Adeline had seen it hundreds of times in movies and TV shows. She never thought she'd hear it in person. This was so bizarre. It had to be some kind of mistake. That was the only plausible explanation.
"Do you understand the rights that have been read to you?" Billings asked.
"Yes," Adeline said quietly.
"We'd like to ask you some questions, Miss Anderson. With these rights in mind, are you willing to speak to me?"
Adeline stared at the two detectives. This was all wrong. Being arrested, her father being arrested, it had to be a mistake. Talking to them could clear it up. After all, the cops existed to protect people like her father and her. Innocent people. Refusing to answer would look suspicious, might even land her in trouble.
"What do you want to know?" "Last night, you visited Dr. Nora Thomas."
"Yes."
"Why?"
"She wanted to give me some things."
"What sort of things?"
"Items my mother had given her. She thought I might want them."
"Was that the only reason she wanted you and your father to come over?"
"No."
"What was the other reason?"
With her thumb, Adeline began picking at the skin next to the nail on her middle finger. In her mind, she couldn't help replaying the fight that had taken place inside Nora's home.
"Last night," Billings said carefully, "you got upset, didn't you, Miss Anderson?"
"Yes."